The reading is a story of two authorities. It's a story of two very different authorities, two very different powers. One such authority was that of the centurion, the representative of a powerful imperium which moved the world. Such an authority uses very few words, spoken in a multitude of ways. Go, come. And people go and people come. And such an imperium especially likes the strong. It likes the rich. It likes those who have great intelligence, intellect, the movers and the shakers, the wielders of the sword, and the Wall Street portfolio. When they come and when they go, things happen. Yet, that imperium, that authority, that coming and going has very distinct limits. And when it comes to the things that matter, truly matter, that define life and human existence, it is very limited indeed. And the centurion knew that. He had a servant sick unto death, and nothing about his command, nothing about his authority, nothing about the imperium which he served could do a thing about it. For that imperium is itself set under the limitation of this world and death. And so, and perhaps this was the point of Jesus' words, that man sought another authority, sought out another imperium, that of Jesus. For he too represents an empire and a kingdom, one established on the cross. And so this imperium seeks out the weak, seeks out the sick, seeks out those who cannot come and go on their own, and should they do so, perhaps no one will even notice. And this imperium and this authority likewise speaks very few words, spoken in a multitude of ways. It says things like, your sins are forgiven, or be healed, be comforted, know the love of God, come to church, eat, drink, be washed, be one of us, befriend because befriended. And this imperium and such words have no limits, for they are the words of God, the words of the Savior, the words of the forgiver and the healer, the one who lifts up and cannot tear down, the one who brings into the light and never goes into the darkness. The reading just read speaks of two authorities. It speaks of two powers, two kingdoms. One small, although apparently big. The other very big, although apparently very small. The reading just read is a story of authority, which some of us possess, some aspire to, and in some way all of us ought practice. To seek out the sinner, the weak, the lame, the marginalized, or anyone, however powerful, maybe a centurion, who knows that before such things as sin and death, we have no power. And so seek after him who alone does. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.